listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. The Broadway musical Waitress is on stage at the Sacramento Community Center Theater through Saturday. Note there is no Sunday show through Saturday, January 5th. But if you think you can handle some of the show's choreography, you can join Colby Kindle from the touring cast in a master dance class this Friday. Colby's in the studio to talk more about this and about the show. Hi there.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Glad
Thank
to have you.
You
here. Also here is Gina Smith. She is Director of Education at Broadway Sacramento. She's helped organize this master class. Welcome. Happy New Year to you too, Gina.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
All right, Colby, how's the Sacramento audience for this show?
Oh, they're great. They're great. And it's around the holidays where everyone's feeling joyful and enthusiastic, so it's nice.
Some people might know the story Waitress from the film. They might know it has a lot of delicious pies and a lot of good music
yes.
and Sarah Bareilles' music in it.
Of course.
But say more about the storyline.
Oh, well, it's about three waitresses, but they focus on one named Jenna. And it's about friendship, and I don't want to give too much away, but it's about friendship and three women who are put in positions where they have to choose happiness for themselves and their journey through that.
Trying to change their mm-hmm. lives. I think it's a great theme at the new year.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
It's all that optimism that we're full of. So talk about your dancing in the show. And because you're in the ensemble, you sing too.
Mm-hmm.
But your featured talent is
yes.
your dancing.
Yes. Well, what I love about this show is the movement vocabulary is what I like to say, because it's there's not like a huge dance numbers. But what is so great about the show, it's the set, the acting, the scenes, it's all choreographed and it's moving in like a dreamy way. So I love that I'm able to kind of be a part of that and have a very fun movement vocabulary.
Have you had the experience of being hired because you're an actor who can dance versus being hired because you're a dancer who can act?
Well, I mean, I guess that's I say why I have my degree in musical theater, because you do have to do all three.
Yeah.
And so there has been times where it's like, oh, well, he acts well. Can he dance it? And then they're like, well, we like his dancing. We just hope he can sing it, you know.
Yeah.
So I try to do all three well. But there's, you know, there's one that I like more than the other sometimes. You know?
And for this show, how would you define that?
Definitely singer actor who's able to move very well and also cover other leads in the show.
Give people a little bit of your background. Dreamgirls, the role was?
Marty.
Marty.
Mm-hmm.
And you were the understudy for Cogsworth in Disney's
Beauty and the Beast. Yeah.
And then Sister Act.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You had a great role. Or have
yeah.
a great role. Is it have or had?
Well, had. Yeah.
Had. Okay.
I was with that show for about a year here and then a couple of months in Japan. And I played the villain, so it was very different than what I was used to.
In this show, is the tour defined? So are you already looking ahead to where your next either role or tour or audition segment will be?
Yeah. I mean, this tour is scheduled through August of next year.
Okay.
And we're hitting a lot of cities in a very short amount of time. So
Gina,
yes.
here you are in Sacramento, and you're able to have Colby come in and teach students. What's the goal in presenting a master class?
Well, I'm always looking for, depending on the show, any kind of educational opportunities that we can bring in. And so I was super excited. As Colby said, the whole show is choreographed. It's the movement is spectacular, mm-hmm. but it's not what you would consider a dance show. So I'm always looking for different classes that we can do so that students have an opportunity to learn some dance from the different shows that come through. So
I want to make sure I talk appropriately about who this class would be for, because I'm calling it more advanced. You're calling it a master class. Colby, who would this class Friday morning be just right for?
For everyone, honestly. Whenever I try to teach a class, I try to make it to where everyone feels like they can learn it on their level. The movement might be a little tricky for some, but it's all fun and it's all everyone learn at their own pace.
You're listening to Colby Kindle. He is from the touring Broadway production Waitress, which continues at the Sacramento Community Center Theater through January 5th. So this class is Friday from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And 10 a.m. is early for nighttime theater people.
Right.
Musicians, dancers of all kinds. But there will be a warm-up,
there
right?
There will be a warm-up for me and for them.
All right. What else about the class, Gina? Location and how to register?
So the location is the Sierra 2, and you can register online going to our website, clicking on our Academy page and register right online. Or you can give us a call or email me. So
we will post a link to Broadway Sacramento Academy, and the Sierra 2 studio is at 2791 24th Street, Sacramento. When you bring a show town to town, it can be a bit of a blur, I'd imagine. Certain things stand out. I was looking at your past. Have you come through Sacramento before? Do you know this area much?
Yes, I know it very well. Actually, I was here this earlier, around this time last year, with a show called The Book of Mormon.
You were in The Book of Mormon?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Why didn't I see that? I didn't know that.
Yeah, we were. And we
sorry
were here,
about that.
We were here for 2 weeks, and I fell in love with this area and this city. And I'm not just saying that because I'm here. I really, really enjoy Sacramento a lot.
Oh, good.
And I remember and I speak fondly of it when I'm not here. So it's been great to come back in such a short amount of time.
What's the learning curve in a new show? How much time do you have to rehearse and prepare before that first performance?
Well, in my case, I was a replacement, so usually have 2 to 3 weeks to learn the role and get into the show because that person is moving on to something else. So it's pretty quick.
How did this happen between the two of you, Gina? How did you find out that Colby was willing to teach and then make the connection?
Well, we put in a request to the touring company, and I love it when they give us somebody like Colby. So when they gave us Colby's name, and I Googled and checked out what he had taught, I was super excited. It's got such a variety of types of shows. So being able to talk to that, especially in the Q&A after, there'll be a Q&A with the kids after. I call them kids, but they're adults.
Any ages. Yeah.
All ages, yeah.
But to do a show like Beauty and the Beast, Book of Mormon, Waitress, it's a variety of dancing styles. And to be able to impart that information to the students is fantastic.
You are saying adults or ages 12 and up.
12 and
correct?
Up.
12 and up, yes.
Okay. All right. And there is a fee for the class, so you can find all that on the website. I think we have a little bit of music from Waitress. So let's get you in the spirit.
The day starts like the rest I've seen. Another carbon copy of where I've time now for thinking things like that. I've got too much to do.
Too much to do.
We've got too much to do. Too much to do. Opening up, letting the day in. Pour you a cup and say hello. How you been? Looking around, seeing the same things. It's comforting how something change, never change, never change.
Jesse Mueller is in the title role of Jenna. How big is the whole group? How big is your cast?
Well, it's, I would say on stage every night, it's about 13 to 15.
Mm-hmm. How do you do it coming into town? I know sometimes for different shows, we've interfaced with actors who are looking for a place to stay or trying to figure out how to navigate. You're on your own for that, aren't you?
Well, no, we have a company manager who's great about making sure we aren't sleeping on the streets when we come in to a city. But we try to do Airbnbs, hotels. I mean, I enjoy an Airbnb because it kind of gives you a taste of the city and you have a kitchen. You can kind of cook and relax and feel like you're at home while you're on the road. So it's nice.
What else did you do during your last two-week stretch here? So what did you want to do or explore this time? And do you have time to do that?
I mean, considering it's been the holidays and it's been pretty busy that way. But since I've been to the city before, I was able to revisit a lot of the places that I enjoy a lot. And I just love, like I was saying, I love the downtown area. And I've been able to get out and, you know, with the time I have, get out and try to see everything and hear some of the music and stuff in the city. It's nice.
Well, theater is, and musical theater is such a cornerstone of this community. Gina, will you talk about a few more of the options for people looking to try something in the new year or get their kids involved in the new year, what the span of opportunities are?
Well, we have a lot of shows coming up, and I think actually a family-friendly show, super family-friendly, Stomp, is next coming up for us. But we're going to have pretty quickly here audition workshops because we're getting ready for Music Circus in the summer, and we have some shows there. So we have audition workshops coming up. We have summer camps. I did want to talk a little bit about with this show, Waitress, we do have an audio described performance on Saturday. For our blind patrons, and we'll have a tactile before that. So there are lots of all kinds of different things that we do around the shows, education and outreach wise.
Is that something necessary to register or connect with in advance?
The tactile, absolutely. Yeah. Just to let us know, because that does happen before the house really opens. So our blind patrons can come in early, and the costume supervisor will bring some of the pieces from the show out so that they can feel them. And then the audio described is a live description of the visual elements of the show.
Okay.
And we do those for Saturday matinees.
That's Gina Smith with the Broadway Sacramento Academy. And a little bit more from Colby Kindle. What is next? Where might we see you next? Do you know yet?
Oh, I don't know yet. That's the beauty of being an actor. But what I will say is I just love that this being with this show, I'm able to, you know, tour around the country and just kind of live in that moment and enjoy that. And then when something comes up next, you focus on that. But I'm really loving my time here right now.
Well, there are a lot of people that love that you said you love Sacramento downtown. And considering you've just experienced it in the last 2-3 years or so,
yeah.
It is a much changing and much growing downtown
yeah.
area.
It's
so
nice.
Well, good luck in the finale of the show, in this launch into the new year. I'm glad you took a few minutes to join us
today.
Thank
you for having me.
Yeah. Did you make a New Year's resolution?
No. I learned that lesson a long time ago.
Can't keep it, right?
Right.
You're in that category.
Try your best.
I know. Just try your best. I know that one. How about you, Gina? Anything for the new year?
I make the same ones every year. Read more books. See more movies. So those are my two.
Yeah. I'll take those. Same thing.
Okay. Well, you can meet Colby and actually learn from him at the Masterclass Friday, January 4th, 10 a.m. to 11:30. It's at Sierra 2, which is on 24th Street in Sacramento. And we will post a link with more information. Waitress continues through January 5th at the Community Center Theater. Thanks again.
Thank you
so much.
And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Sounds like we're going to close with a little bit of music for you. Our producers are Cody Drabble and Bert Johnson. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us.
Days like these, we can only do the best we can and do it all again. It's the heartbeat, the center, the lifeline. It's the heartbeat, the heartbeat, the center, the center, the lifeline, the lifeline. You enter. It's the heartbeat, the heartbeat, the center, the center, the lifeline, the lifeline. You enter. Open it up, let me tell. Change.